Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son Walking Dead watching doo-doo.
Yeah, I mean, it's about right. I mean, that kind of that's a pretty apt description sometimes of our reviews or that's our videos, whatever.
What happens doo-doo. After we watched the long episode and I was boozing it up.
Yes, me as well. I mean, it's the mid-season finale, so if you don't watch with booze, I'm sorry, you should, and especially, you know, whenever if you live watch with us, which we have made it now a habit where we do a live watch Monday after the episode airs, so that way we don't have to watch in the commercials, we get to watch together. It's so much fun, and it's been a whole lot of fun doing that for like the last about 4 weeks, 5 weeks,
yeah.
Or maybe we've been doing it longer than that. I don't remember doing it much of. Actually, no, we've done it for this whole season, which is incredible for us because we're usually kind of bad about being
inconsistent
on stuff.
Very inconsistent. Yeah.
And I have to apologize. I didn't give a very good intro for The Walking Dead, so I had to do that. I had to get it in one last time because, you know, we've got to wait now until February the 12th before the back half of season 7 comes out. So let's get right into it, Mom. What did you think about this mid-season finale?
I'm not sure as far as score-wise, you know, I mean, how I feel about it yet. I do know, I feel bad that we talk so much smack about Spencer and Spencer didn't make it through. I kind of felt bad about that. But I don't know. I like the episode overall because we got everybody back together and they didn't make us wait as long as I thought they were going to do. So that part was awesome.
That part was good. I was waiting for them to kind of glue the pieces mm-hmm. of all these storylines together, which they almost did. They did not glue all of the pieces because we did not include the kingdom in with the rest of the group, but we did bring Maggie and Rick and everybody back together at the end of this episode. And yeah, I do feel badly for Spencer because at the end of the day, whenever your whole family's killed by somebody else coming into town, you're automatically going to blame that person.
Right.
And I get it because, you know, I mean, I love Rick Grimes. That's my daddy. Yeah. And, you know, you love Rick Grimes. That's your main man. And so it sucks for Spencer. He totally got his comic book death, though. I mean, I know a lot of comic book fans were probably really excited about that. I'm mixed on that because I don't want to see the show just go down this path of hitting the comic beats exactly as they were put out in the comic book.
So he did get the exact death as the comic book. Oh, see, I think my choice of stopping the reading of the comic book was a good choice.
Yeah, no,
there's so many things that were going to be spoiled for me.
I think you made the absolute right choice. You read up to a certain point, mm-hmm. you realized that you loved them, and you put them away because you're like, ooh, we're getting into stuff that hasn't happened yet on the show. I don't want to be spoiled. Yep. So, no, I think it was great. And your reaction said it all in that moment whenever Spencer had his guts spilled out because you were like, holy shit.
Exactly. I was kind of expecting, I mean, we'd talked about this a little bit, that we thought that there was a good possibility that he was going to die. But I never in a million years thought that would be the way that he would go. So
it was intense whenever his just organs just plopped out everywhere. It was pretty gruesome. And even though I knew it was coming, or at least I had strong inclinations that it was coming, based off a lot of the stuff that was happening with Spencer's character and kind of calling Rick into question that they were going down the exact same path that his comic book character goes. And, you know, at the end of the day, I still loved it. You know, even though, yes, it was, I guess, if you want to call it predictable, yes, it was predictable, but it was still really badass seeing it play out on screen. And if there was a character that was going to go like that, Spencer made the most sense of the TV show characters to go like that.
Why?
And,
did you hate his guts? Oh, snap. Come on.
Like, I could do this all night. I didn't hate his guts. It was more so that he could not have coexisted with Rick, the Rick Grimes that's about to go down going forward. Those two would not have meshed well together at all. Maybe if they would have went a completely different way with Spencer's character, overall in everything that we've seen of him, that he wasn't selfish, that he wasn't self-sabotaging, as well as overall sabotaging of the group by undermining Rick. So no, he couldn't have existed. So it was a really awesome death for that character, and I'm sure the actor that plays that character, I cannot remember his name in real life,
Austin Nichols. And
Austin.
what was interesting for me is because I had stayed away from social media, as we always do. The episode comes on Sunday and we watch it on Monday, so we've got to stay away for 24 hours. All I did, I went to look up something completely different and just happened to see Ross Marquand's tweet that said, "I love Austin Nichols." And I'm like, God
You're like,
dang it. I knew that had to been it. So, but
Yes.
now speaking of Aaron, I thought that they were going to take him out and I was going
Oh.
to be super pissed.
Yeah, I would have not been happy had they taken Aaron out like that, because we don't get to see much of his character on the show. And he, you know, when Aaron first came onto the show, when Ross Marquand's character first came onto the show, we loved him so much. We were immediately like, this character is awesome. And then he just kind of got put off to the side. He got shelved for a little bit. And he gets this big episode with Rick, and they go out and go on that houseboat. And that was badass. I loved it. Not the smartest move, going in the boat with the holes in it,
No,
but
that
it
was just
still,
dumb.
yeah, it still led to some amazingly awesome moments. I thought Aaron was a goner then. And then
Right.
it's like, holy shit, is he a goner at the end of the episode? Are they going to kill him?
Which
But luckily they didn't.
makes me worry about his character in the future. Are they
Yeah.
doing a Glenn where they tease us with his death constantly?
They better, I mean, do better than that.
Yeah.
Do This is me looking at you, Walking Dead people.
Do
Do better
better.
than that. Yes, do better than that. Don't be foreshadowing deaths all the freaking time. Because yeah, they definitely foreshadowed Spencer's death, most definitely. I'm glad they didn't kill Aaron. Olivia, that really sucks. That was completely unexpected, and it's kind of fitting, but kind of crappy that they begin the season on two deaths and they end the half season on two deaths.
I kind of wondered about that. Why? What made them do that? Because you ticked so many people off with those two deaths that you started the season with.
Well, they wouldn't have known that though, right?
Okay. But they knew they were going to piss people off. Come on. They knew that. I don't know. And so I'm thinking, okay, they're going to try to top this. They're getting ready to kill Rosita or someone else to make it three.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought for a second, well, I thought Rosita was going to be the second death. I thought that, you know, we had talked about this, I think, in the podcast, where we talked about maybe they would go the route of killing Rosita off to just completely throw everything that we know about Negan on its head and be like, holy shit, he just Lucille'd Rosita in front of everybody. Because that's kind of what it looked like was about to
Yes.
happen, that he was going to, before he got whatever her name is,
Yeah.
Arnot or a rat. I think it's a rat. Before he got her to cut her pretty face, I want to punch a rat like really quickly, because Rosita's face is too pretty to be cutting like that. But it was such a stupid move on her part. I mean, that's an unforgivable move right there. That's almost on the level of Daryl getting Glenn killed,
Right.
which actually it is exactly the same thing,
Yeah.
except for you know, Glenn's a little bit more important than Olivia. You know, because I love Glenn, and
Right.
I still do love Glenn. Olivia, she had some really great moments, but man, that's just kind of like, they killed the niece off, and they killed Olivia off, like two of these characters that we really didn't get a chance to
Right.
really, really meet. And the second that they get some like meaty stuff, like at least some, you know, like she got that badass slap in the face of Negan, which was great, and then she gets killed off in the next episode. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that was kind of just a one-upper?
I think that's what they meant to do, is they wanted us to start feeling good about her, because at this point we haven't seen enough of her character. I mean, she's been a somewhat of a throwaway character, so I hate when they do that to us. As soon as someone starts getting screen time, I'm like, oh dang, y'all are fixing to go. So yeah, that was kind of odd, and I think Negan felt bad about it because he I think was kind of becoming fond of her.
Did he want to take her to the bone zone for reals?
He might have.
I think he was one to take her to the bone zone. But he did get that parting shot in about the food, which I
I
thought
know.
was uncalled for, Negan. Totally uncalled for. But yeah, I don't know what to think about Rosita's bullet going into the bat. I mean, what?
It was very convenient. I didn't even actually remember that he had the bat in his hand or had it up. But and we talked about this when we were doing the live broadcast of it, that she should have, her timing should have been much better. Everyone was out on the street. Why would you try to kill him with your one damn bullet that you had? I don't remember her being that great of a shot.
I mean, I think she was an okay shot, but yeah, she was definitely no sharpshooter, at least as far as we've seen in the past. But yeah, she should if you want to kill him, it's like as soon as he guts Spencer,
Do it then.
right then and there
Exactly.
in the moment. But she kind of waited for Negan to kind of get some more lines in, and then all of a sudden she shoots at him.
Get some more lines.
Yeah, get some more Neganisms in. But yeah, I can already see the headlines now on IO9 and all these other sites about, The Walking Dead has totally jumped the shark with that moment of it going into Lucille. I'm not gonna say it's that. I do think that it was a little it was kind of like a face meet hand moment, but at the same time, I did really like what it led to. So I can't totally be like that was stupid because it led to some really, really intense, awesome moments. I do want to circle back around to Father Gabriel because we can't go without reviewing this episode without mentioning how fucking awesome Father Gabriel was in this episode.
He was great, and it's so interesting. It's one of those characters that we despised. And we've talked about this before on can they ever do anything to make us like them? And he was one that we thought that there was no way that that was going to happen. And he did. I mean, we're just like every episode that he's in, we love him more and more.
Yeah, I absolutely love him so much. That's why at the end of the episode, we see the little after credit scene, and I am so nervous for Father Gabriel because we see that boot, that same boot again that we saw whenever Aaron and Rick they raided the houseboat and they got you still lost, and it was the FU middle finger, and we saw that boot outside of the houseboat, and then we see it at the end of the episode, and Father Gabriel's on watch. We
I think
talked
he was
about
the
him.
only one in that left in town, so it was like
I think so as well. Everybody else was gone. I'm just curious, like, is this going to be a villain? We talked about this a little bit in the live stream. It's like, they've already got all that they can handle right now with Negan, and a lot of comic book fans that watch, that are also TV show viewers, they're thinking, could this be somebody that's in the Whispers?
I think it could be really interesting to have two really bad villains at the same time. But as we've seen, we have a hard time getting enough screen time for everybody as it is to make it effective storytelling. So I'm not sure how that would work out.
I agree. I will say this, and this is just me speaking off the cuff. Obviously, this is nothing that's came out in the public light, but a part of me wonders if they are looking at ending the show a little bit sooner than they were saying. Now, I don't think that this has anything to do with the ratings. I know the ratings have been a big issue. They did these episodes. They already said that they were doing a season eight before the episode one premiered of season seven. So like it was a foregone conclusion. But a part of me also wonders, these actors, Rick doesn't. Oh, you're fine. Drink, booze it up, booze it up. This is the mid-season finale. Andrew Lincoln, I don't know how long he wants to do this show for. This has been 7 years of his life doing this show. And the reason why I say this is because, Eugene gets taken by the saviors, by Rosita stupidly shooting Lucille, and that causes it to come out that Eugene has made these bullets. Well, that was a big part of the comic books, and it certainly did not go down this way. And so I'm wondering, does that mean that they're like completely speeding up the storylines and changing up the storylines from the comic books to the TV show to introduce some villains like the Whisperers a little bit earlier than they normally would have because they're trying to wrap the series up faster, which I hope is not the case. I do hope they go to the 13 seasons that they talked about previously.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I wouldn't mind seeing it at least 9.
Yeah. Nine would
So,
be nine would be a solid number.
yeah.
If they did nine and they really like just ratcheted up the action, the intensity for the next couple of seasons, bringing in villains like the Whisperers. And sorry that that's not really a spoiler because I'm not
No.
telling you who the Whisperers are. They're just a villain. It's just like saying, is Negan coming or
Right.
something like that. It would be interesting. I do have a thought on who I think that the boot could belong to,
Okay.
but I'm gonna leave that for our video with the things that you may have missed
Okay.
or predictions for the back half of season 7, because I don't want to spoil it right now because it does get into some serious spoiler territory, but I definitely have a thought. And if you're a big Walking Dead YouTube fan, you've probably already seen it in a bunch of other videos because I'm sure like Ronnie or Trev's Chan or all these other YouTube channels have probably, they're probably talking about it already, but we're going to keep it as spoiler free in this review as possible. So you couldn't get a score, so
Oh, okay. I'm gonna give this. I'm gonna give it a nice solid 4.
four. Okay,
Four out of 5 bacons.
I'm gonna give it 4.5 bacons.
Oh, nice.
Yes, a lot of that has to do with that reunion at the end of the
Right.
episode, which we haven't touched on yet. But yeah, that's I really like the action. I love the meshing of the storylines. Everything's kind of starting to come together. But that reunion when Daryl hugged Rick.
Daryl was killing me just
Oh.
watching his face, the emotions play over his face, and it was such a surprise because when Rick and company comes walking through the hilltop gate, that was one thing, but then when we see Daryl come around the corner and it's like
It
so
was
I
just
know,
like.
I know, I know.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really, really liked that moment. I'm a huge, huge fan of the Daryl and Rick bromance. I love these two together. I love last season when we got that episode where they went off on the run with themselves, or by themselves. And yeah, I want Daryl at his side. I
Yeah.
know a lot of people, a lot of fans in the TWD fandom, they're divided on Daryl, but at one point I was a little bit divided on Daryl in the sense of I wanted more storyline to go to Abraham's
Right.
character, more storyline to go to Tyrese or Glenn.
That's not
But
happening.
it's not happening. And at this point, they're what we they're, that's the core that we have. So I want more with these two characters. I want to see that friendship blossom even more after that. Because that way, whenever Daryl does ultimately die, it's going to rip all of our
Of
hearts out
course,
immensely.
yeah. What?
Yep.
Die? What?
I know those fangirls will be
Oh yeah,
rioting
that
in
would
the
not be good. That
streets.
would not be
So
good.
it would not be good. Do you have any final thoughts in this review, or do we turn it over to you guys in the comment section?
I think that's what we do.
All right, cool. Well, we want to know all of your thoughts, so put those down in the comment box below. Let us know how many bacons out of 5 would you score the mid-season finale. So let us know all those things. And if you want, our podcast is in the description below as well. That's our full-on, super long and super fun discussion about The Walking Dead, what we just watched. So yeah, definitely go check that out, listen to it. We have a lot of fun, and that'll be coming up later this week. It'll probably be out Friday morning for you to listen to. And we just want to say thanks. We'll have one more video of predictions and stuff like that, but in case you only watch this review, we just want to say thank you guys for being awesome and joining us as we watch The Walking Dead for the first half of season 7.
Yay, we love you. Was that weird?
And not weird. All
It was
right.
okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad time. diary.